Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Mothers and daughters sitting around at the round table waiting on you for an exciting show today. I just want to say that as I was signing on this morning, Blog Talk was saying that they had some difficulties in their system. So I don't know if you are having difficulties hearing me or if you can hear me out there or not, because when they do that, it puts me on alert because I'm not sure. So what I will do, someone would text me and tell me if you can hear me, preferably Cynthia, you out there somewhere with me. I would appreciate that. But in the meantime, we're going to go on with the show. Father God, I just thank you this morning. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Father God, I just thank you for being so patient with us. You look at us, you're sitting high and you're looking low at us, and you see the force, the fight, the struggle that we have in our minds and our thoughts, which never was your creation. Father God, I ask for transformation of the minds of mothers and daughters this morning, that it transfer the thoughts, your thoughts, into their hearts, back into their tongue, and speaking what you have promised us, the good life, and anything that we believe in our heart and say with our mouth and don't doubt it, that we should have. I ask for those type of transformations this morning of mothers and daughters around the world. When that transformation takes place, Father God, we know that the mother and daughter relationship will reboot itself. The bond will become stronger. The relationship will change. And therefore, we'll start creating healthier families and stronger generations. And that's the purpose of this mother and daughter program, this mother and daughter ministry. I thank you for choosing me. You could have chosen anyone, but you chose me, and I really, truly appreciate it. It's the best assignment I could ever, ever have. I enjoy it. I appreciate it. I love you. And I ask for a blessing for the entire family, fathers and son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Let's see what we're talking about today. Another wonderful day. On Saturday mornings, I get up and I used to stress it a little bit, trying to figure out, make sure I heard what the Lord said. And this thing got so good to me, I just relaxed. You know, if you've done something after a while, you know, a little common sense will kick in and you say, okay, let's just sit back and relax and let the Lord do this. So that's where I'm at on Saturday morning here. Get up. Listen, let the Lord speak. Of course, I do jot down some notes, some things that God pop up in my head and says, you know, you want to mention. But it takes out on a life of its own. So, therefore, you get the benefit of what God is actually saying. And I'm not being able to get on the
internet right now. I think that we're having an issue, and hopefully, bear with me for a moment.
Okay. Let's see what we can do now. It just, you know, I hate it when it gets to the point where you cannot see what you're doing and you get so dependent on it because you're so used to having that switchboard there that you can go back and forth and you know if somebody, if you're connected to the world. So hopefully I'm connected to the world. I haven't gotten a text from anybody. I don't know if you all are connected or not. So I'm going to keep talking. I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm your host at Blog Talk Radio with mothers and daughters around the world. I love the fact that we have mothers and daughters around the world. Let's see. And when mothers and daughters come together, the entire family come together. The entire family come together. And that's a bond that cannot be broken. You know, there was no mistake in creating the mother and daughter relationship there. You know, God chose mothers to carry the babies. So that wasn't a mistake. That was designed by a plan and a plan of action. So today we're going to talk about mothers and daughters and catch you up a little bit about what we've done in the last few weeks, and I appreciate you being patient with me. A stimulating topic for today is the power of the tongue in a mother and daughter relationship. The power of the tongue in a mother and daughter relationship, and if you know anything about that, all you know, that's a powerful, powerful topic and a powerful subject that we're talking about. And to make all that happen, we've got to get on the internet. Okay, if I don't get it on in the next few seconds, I'm just going to go on with the show. We'll do it the way that we do it and go on. Like a possibility here. All right, God is good. Like we might have something here. And the reason I'm doing this is because our mothers and daughters around the world won't be able to connect with us if we don't, if we're not on the internet, because that's the whole purpose of the show is to do it on the internet. And I know some people can hear me basically on their phone. Now we're connecting here. Hold one second. Technology. Wow. Okay, there we are. Thank God for technology. Now we are on and I can basically go from there. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. I just want to test the music. All right, we're good. Thank God. Yes, for the newcomers and individuals that is coming on, I just want to say we had a little technical difficulties. When I was signing on to Blog Talk this morning, it said that they were having some problems with their servers. So that's one of the things that's out of our control. But right now we're up and we're running. and hopefully everybody can hear me. Again, I'll go back over the little that I've said. Of course, you missed prayer, but you can go back and listen to it on our website. Go to www.mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. Okay. Our stimulating topic this morning is the power of the tongue in the mother and daughter relationship. And this is something that I've been teaching on and preaching on at the Correctional Center and at the Substance Abuse Center. And actually, you know, God has been training me in this area. And it ties right back to what I always do as far as, you know, the work that he assigned me to do, the intro conversation. You know, the tongue is a key element to the conversation. And the question is, can you have a conversation without your tongue? I doubt it. All right, you're listening to Dr. Bessa here at Blog Talk Radio, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship, and we're talking to mothers and daughters around the world. If you would like to send me a message, you can send it to drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. That's drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. And I will respond to you. Again, the stimulating topic is the power of the tongue in the mother and daughter relationship. And let's see what we're doing. I want to welcome my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. I think she's with me today. That's going to be, I think, the only one that's on here. I don't know. I'm not on the switchboard back over here now, but we usually have, we got Janice Paldo. I think she's in class today, and we have special guests round table sometimes. We have Frida Hunter, and she texted me today and said that she would, she's in a class, so she wouldn't be able to be at the round table. And occasionally we have Evangelist Davis, so we'll see who's there when I get to the switchboard. I'd like to thank the doctors that support me and help me whenever there's a time when I need a little boost. You know, Dr. Green and Dr. Wilson and Dr. Lovett and Dr. Wilcox, I thank you guys for being there. Now let's go with the basics. And the reason I'm going to do this, we are looking at, and before I don't do a lot of the announcements anymore because I want you to go to the website, mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. Go there, check out what's going on. You're going to see new things and exciting things happening. That's where you'll find the announcements, and therefore I don't have to really go through each one of them. But I want to talk about the basic in which our foundation is built upon, and that's the Word of God. The Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry, the foundation is based on the Word of God. And what God said is that he appointed me as the mother of all mothers and daughters. My job doesn't make me any better than anybody else. The way God explained it to me was that everybody has an assignment. Everybody has an assignment. And you are chosen for that particular assignment. And that's what makes you unique with that particular assignment. Many may try to copy it. They may try to do it. But it won't work because God, in his infinite wisdom, designed his vision. And he designed each one of us with a part of that vision to make up the total whole. So if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing that you were called to do here on this earth in the kingdom of God, then something is out of whack. That's why God has to replace you with somebody else. Because now his work is going to get done. We are not that important and that powerful that we're going to stop the will of God. It's just not going to happen. So my challenge is to find out, to seek, to ask, to knock, to find out what is it, God, that you want me to do? What's my part of this infinite plan that you designed? Because I don't want to be the one to hold up what you're doing. Because he gave us a will. And now that you have a will, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can say yay or nay. Because he only wants you to be a part of the plan if you want to be. That's how much he loves you. And I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to make you to just serve me because I made you. I want you to serve me because you appreciate me. Because you appreciate what I've done and what I'm doing and what I'm going to do for you. So with that being said, you know, I was chosen. I love what I do. I don't feel like I work at all. I can do this 24 hours a day. I was designed to talk. I always knew my purpose. I had to define my purpose. In 1982, I was like, well, God, what is it? You know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. What exactly is it that you want me to do? And from that day on, I've been running on this journey. And along the way, of course, God will give you, as you increase in knowledge, sometimes I'm running fast and sometimes I slow up. Sometimes I'm running fast and sometimes I slow up. And somebody out there might be able to relate to that. You know, sometimes you're doing real good and you're on tune, you think you're doing what you're supposed to do, and then something will come along and distract you. That's what I call the slow up period, and slow you up. And then you get tired of that, and you get back on your journey, you start running again. And sometimes you feel like, well, I got to really run because I am behind. But if you really get to what you're supposed to do and really commit to doing what you're supposed to do, it's just smooth sailing. Doesn't mean that there's no challenges, but there's a peace about you that surpasses all understanding. And things all around you are going haywire and crazy, and you're looking at them. But inside of you is the calm, 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 calm. I know I'm only teaching what I've experienced. My teachings are only testimonials. I can only teach you what I've experienced. So when God told me that as is a mother, so is her daughter, I mean, this is really, it's so deep that when you get it and really get it and sit down and break that thing down, as is the mother, you say, okay, I'm the mother. Who am I? What am I? What have I done that's going to create another me, a mini me? That's when you'll see, so is your daughter. So that ties into everything that we do. It's deep now. You really have to just sit and think. Nobody can do that. We can't do that on a radio program. It's something that you just need to sit down and think about it yourself, talk to God about it. And then, you know, once you really look at who you are, who you're being, what you've done, then you won't be so hard on your daughter. Because you'll realize you'll see a lot of the traits. I had a young lady yesterday in session, and we were talking about her daughter, and because she made a decision to step up to the next level. See, I've already told my group, and as God said, that is your congregation, which is over 300 people, almost 400 people. Never dawned on me looking at it from that perspective. But I preach to them every week. I teach them every week. And so with that, it gives me an opportunity to grow and to learn. But this young lady was in the office, and we were talking about her daughter and going to the next level. And the reason I said that about the ladies, I was talking about, I announced to them that I've made up my mind that I'm going to the next level. And I told them, I said, you watch me. 90 days, you're going to see me at a different level. So in training this young lady, the daughter came in. Of course, they've been my clients for a moment. And all of a sudden, she says, I don't know what happened. She had such a good session with you. Everything was great. And when we got home, it's just like something took over. I'm talking to her. She's not responding. She's looking dead at me, not responding. Like, what is wrong? But in the discovery of all of that, she made a decision that she wanted to go to the next level. So we have a next level training program that we're going through. And the attack came through her daughter. The enemy decided, oh, no. You're not going to go because, see, once she breaks through this level, it's going to open up a door and it's going to remove a fear that is going to give her the opportunity to do what she's always dreamt that she wanted to do. But the enemy's job is to keep you from going to the next level. That's his job. But you have to know that if you are a child of God and you are a Christian, he can't stop you because you're already victorious over it. You have to know and believe that in your heart and don't doubt it, and therefore, oops, there it is, as they can say. So I was explaining to her that was an attack of the enemy. That was not an attack of your daughter. Because he don't want you to go. Every week when we plan to do that particular session, something happened. Every week something would happen. And I said, no, we're going to do it today. Even though we have this session and we have to talk about it because we need you to get to where you need to get to, we are going to stop him today. We are going to do this. We've been planning this for, I know, 3 or 4 months, and every time something would come up or, you know, she just didn't want to do it, scared to move to the next level. So finally got to the point, we're going to do this. Came dressed for the part, and she was sitting there, and she said, I'm telling you, when she was a little baby, she used to, you know, I would say something to her. She said, I'm talking about little, like a year old, 2 years old, and she would draw one, you know, ball up both of her fists and draw one hand back. You know how you pull your arm back around about your waist like you've been to really box someone? She said she would do that. She said, I would look at her and go, look at this little girl. What are you doing? And she would position herself to really hit her. She said, I couldn't understand that. So she kept talking. And she said, you know, got into her, and I didn't say anything, I'm listening. And later on, she started talking about how she would have to fight all the time because of, you know, people thought she was cute, she dressed well, yada, yada, yada. So she positioned her hand and she balled her fist up and she did that motion. And I said, stop right there, stop, stop. I said, look at your position. She looked at it. She said, what? I said, look at it. She went, wow. So I said, go back and look at who you were during the 9 months that you were pregnant. Did you have a peace for 9 months? Or were you arguing and fighting and aggravated the whole time? And her whole face just went like, wow. Because God gave you a clean slate. And people think that the training starts once the baby is born onto this earth. But the training starts from the moment of conception. And if you go back and think, mothers, about your daughters when they were little and they did certain things and you couldn't believe that they did those things at that age, how would they know to do that? She's just a two-year-old. How would she know that? Because she got it from you during the 9 months of her incubating period inside of you. She breathed, she ate, she thought, all of your thoughts, all of your feelings was connected to her. So that takes us right back to what God has said. As is the mother, so is the daughter. And when we come to today's message, we're going to really break that down, because last week we talked about the love of a mother for her daughter, and we looked at, you know, we talked about the images the week before. We looked at how can you love your daughter and not speak to your daughter? How can you love your daughter, not forgive your daughter? How can you forgive your friends and your coworkers and people you don't even know, but you won't forgive your daughter? And you have to ask yourself, why? Why is that? Because the enemy, his job is to create confusion between mothers and daughters. When mothers and daughters are confused, it weakens the next generation. When mothers and daughters don't get along, it breaks up the family. People don't want to come around you guys. I don't even want to go over there, because let's go over there, her and her daughter, to get the fussing and fighting and, you know, and cursing and carrying on. I'd rather just stay at home. And then you wonder why Aunt Mary didn't come to the Christmas party or the Thanksgiving, because she don't want to hear that foolishness. And nobody's going to tell you that they're not coming because of you guys. They're not going to say that. And there is no secrets. Everybody knows. They're just talking to family. Everybody just talk among themselves, but they won't tell the person that they're talking about. And they're grinning and laughing in your face. And that's not helping each other. That's not helping the family. But your mother and daughter relationship is a mirror to the world. Everybody can see. It's like you can see other mothers and daughters' relationships, other relationships. You know, you get that something in your spirit and you look at it and you get that nudge and you get that thought in your head and you enter conversation, get to talking. Well, that happens with you and your daughter or any relationship. Other people get the same thing. We are built. It's like intuition jumps right in there. So we're talking about the image, gentlemen. We'll say this. We talked about the number of times that the daughter actually can look at you 86,400 times in a 24-hour period. And I keep bringing that up because I want you to know, especially you young mothers that have daughters, that's anywhere from one day, I'd say 6 years old, let's say three, because at three you're going to release her at usually some daycare. And she's with you 24 hours a day. Or whatever portion of that day, she's taking a picture of you. And I want you to get that. 86,400 times. And each picture comes with a description of that picture. You don't have a picture without a thought. You get the picture, you look at it, you got a thought. And then you do what? You make a conclusion to the thought. Therefore, she's filling her interpretation of you and you as her mother, and your role is setting her subconscious mind for a future replay. It's going to replay all the information that's stored in that data bank of the subconscious mind. Will pull up. It's just like a computer. You can store the information there, and it's going to be there, and it'll come up at an appropriate time. So I won't go through all of it. You smart people, you can go out there and figure out how many seconds and it takes for a year and a month and whatever, and do your own analysis of that. So that brings us to our stimulating topic today, and we're talking about the power of the tongue in a mother and daughter relationship. Now, the images are formed after a thought, formed after a word. See, I'm reversing what I usually say. for those of you who have heard this so many times before, the image is formed after the thought, and the thought is formed after the word. Usually I'll say, just for people that don't know what I'm talking about, I have to keep in mind we have new people all the time, is that your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create your reality. So a word is sound out with the tongue, and that's how we got to our topic today. Now let us look at the position of the tongue. The tongue is securely placed and housed between your mind and your which creates your intro conversation. You come down, there's your tongue, and then you come down and there's your heart. So the tongue is placed between the mind and the heart. Now, do you think it was placed there by a mistake? Somehow God just threw us together and just, you know, put the tongue there, that particular place on the face between the heart and the mind? I'm sure most of you would say no, because, you know, anybody that knows God knows that God cannot make a mistake. He's the creator. I'm sure he thought about this thing. He saw it. And before he even spoke the word to create you or me, he formulated it in his mind, in his thoughts. So when he used his tongue to sound out the word and called your name and said, be, all of that came from using his tongue. Now you say, well, how do you know God had a tongue? He said we made after his image. And if we made after his image, we must have what he has. He must have had a tongue. That's what he said. So the tongue has to be the connector between and what you feel. Because what you think and what you feel will come out of your mouth about any given situation. You can think good thoughts about somebody. Eventually, they're going to come out of your mouth. You want to tell somebody, you know, wow, I love Dr. Bessie. I love getting up on Saturday morning and just getting on the show. I feel so good when we all are around the round table and just knowing that mothers and daughters around the world at the round table. And, you know, I just feel good about her. Don't tell somebody. Or if you feel bad about somebody, I can't stand that Dr. Bessie. I don't know if I even want to listen to her show. I try not to listen to it. You want to tell somebody in your heart. Whatever in your heart is going to come out in your mouth. Somewhere. And usually what we do is we tell who we think is our best friend. I'm going to tell you something, but this is between me and you. Well, you might as well just get on the loudspeaker and speak it, because it's hard for someone to take your thoughts and your feelings into their heart and keep them. If you can't keep it, you know nobody else can keep it. Now think about that. You can't keep your own thoughts. How do you expect for somebody else to keep your thoughts? They're going to add some thoughts to it and pass it on to their best friend. And then you act like you want to pass out and have a fit, because when you hear it again, I told her in confidence. I didn't tell her to tell nobody. She told it. She couldn't hold your thoughts. It was so good. You couldn't hold it. Your heart couldn't contain it. Her heart couldn't contain it. And she shared it. But that's the tongue. The tongue is always ready to work. Now just imagine if you didn't have a tongue. Just imagine.
Everybody just looking at everybody going, because that's all you could do. Now, why am I emphasizing this thing on the tongue? Because the tongue sound out the words. And the words, once it hit the airway, it goes into the creative mode. You can't stop it. God can't stop it. It's in operation because it's his word. It's the law. He said, my word will not come back void. Your word, you in his image, it cannot come back void. So whenever it comes out of your mouth, whenever it hits the airway, there it is. It's going to formulate. It's going to create. It's going to go exactly where the intended energy intended it to go. So therefore, when you see somebody, you talk negative about them, when you see them, they know, they can feel it, because all of that negative energy you've sent actually arrived at their door. And it will reveal itself when the two energies meet. You won't know what it is. You just know you feel uncomfortable when you're in that person's presence. Now, what has that got to do with my daughter, Dr. Bessie? It has a lot to do with your daughter. How many times have you told someone, your sister or your friend or your coworker, when you talk about your daughter, you think you're getting therapy, but you're gossiping about your daughter or you're gossiping about your mother? So when you see the mother or daughter, and the energies come together, you got that uneasiness because you know that you've been gossiping about each other. You know you've been talking about each other. You think you're telling your friend at work. You think that, well, if I tell her, she can give me some advice. And the minute you see her go talk to someone else, you think, oh, wow, I wonder if she's telling her what I told her. You have to mind your tongue. Your tongue is the gateway to creation. Your tongue will add life or death to your mother and daughter relationship. That's why I say, speak to your mother, speak to your daughter about those things that's in your heart. No one else can correct it. You can tell a million people, it's not going to change a thing. You just got your gossip, got your work out there, you got your business out in the street. But it's not going to change a thing in your mother and daughter relationship until you sit down and talk to your daughter, sit down and talk to your mother. Only then will change come and the transformation will occur in your relationship. It can get worse or it can get better depending on the sounds that come out of your mouth. And once the sounds come out, it creates a word. What words are you speaking into your mother and daughter relationship? Are you using your tongue to bring life into that relationship? I don't care if it looks like it's dead, don't look like it can come alive again. You have the power and authority over your daughter to speak life into that relationship, and there's nothing she can do about it. So when mothers come to me talking about, I don't know if it's going to work and that, please, don't worry about that. Do what God said. Speak the word. Speak the word that God said. There's life and death in the power of the tongue, then speak life. I speak life into our relationship. I speak joy into our relationship. She don't have power over you. You have power over her. And it's time for mothers to be mothers. Grandmothers to be grandmothers. Stop all this craziness because you're going to be out of here. And what memory are you going to leave for the next generation? How many times have I heard someone say, you know, I never really had a relationship with my grandmother. The most precious thing in the world is to be able to impart wisdom on a young child. Share your testimonies with your daughter. Don't be ashamed of what you've done. Don't be ashamed. God has forgiven you. But your testimonies will help heal the relationship between you and your daughter. You love to go to church and hear people tell their testimonies. Oh, you come out, yeah, did you hear what she said? Oh, she testified that this and this, that, and the other. Well, good. But where's your testimony? Because her testimony is her testimony. It'll edify your thinking, but it's not going to transform you in any way unless you do something yourself. You hear it, but are you using it? You repeat the Bible verses. Some people know them left and right. They've read the Bible inside out, and nothing has changed in your life. And you ask yourself, see, the Bible verses are not going to change, just repeating something over and over, and some of it is cliche. I'm blessed and highly favored. People love to say that. How you doing? Blessed and highly favored? No, you're not. Because the next thing come out of your mouth is, girl, I don't know how I'm going to pay this light bill. I tell you, I just don't know, Lord. There you go, whining and complaining. Because if you were blessed and highly favored, those negative things are not going to come out of your mouth. You can't have life and death in the same spot. You're either alive or you're dead. Blessed and highly favored mean I'm alive, living, and you mean it from your heart. See, don't repeat things because somebody else is saying, you know, everybody, oh, that's just let them know I'm a Christian. Well, that don't mean you're a Christian. That means that you're saying what somebody else is saying. But do you believe it in your heart? Until you believe it in your heart, nothing works. So you can say, I have a good relationship with my daughter, a good relationship with my mother, or I'm working on a relationship with my daughter, I'm working on a relationship with my mother. The words are out there, but where's the power? Where's the life that lies inside the word from your heart? And whatever comes from your heart, if you believe it in your heart, God said you shall have it. So if you're still struggling and can't have a conversation with your daughter, then check your heart. Something's missing in your heart. I remember some time ago, I used to say, you know, it's so amazing how God raised you up and trained you and teach you. That's why I tell people I don't try to memorize Bible verses and tell you this, that, and other. When I tell you something, you know, of course, we are not ignorant people. Some things will stand out more than others, and you'll remember a Bible verse here, there, another, because it has something that connects to your heart that keeps it in your mind. Therefore, your tongue can say it. But even at that, I try not to do that. I don't want to repeat something that I think I know, because God says, say what I say. Even Jesus' mother said, whatever he says, just do it. Don't change it. Don't rearrange it. Just do it. So Jesus said, I only say and do what the Father says and does. He's not changing it. So you run a risk when you decide that you're going to quote Bible verses. If you miss one word in that Bible verse, that is not what God said. He said you don't take nothing away or add anything to, because then it becomes your rendition of the word. Therefore, there's no power. There's no revelation inside those words, because they're not what God said. So when you're talking about the tongue and you're talking about the power in the relationship, and I was telling you about, I used to say that there was no mother and daughter relationship. Search, search, search. I ask people all the time, you know, Bible scholars, and everybody go, Ruth and Naomi, Ruth and Naomi. And then one day I was reading, and God showed me the story. And this was a real mother and daughter story. It's not the story that most people would think, you know, like
some of the ones we see about fathers and sons or mothers and sons. This particular story has an effect. He brought it to my mind this morning when I was jotting down some notes. He was talking, you're talking about the power of the tongue. He said, tell him this story. The story was King Herod and his wife, Herodias, and her daughter, and John the Baptist. Now, Herodias' daughter performed for the king and all of his lords. He gave a birthday party for himself. And she danced and danced and danced, and he was so amazed at her dancing that he said, I will give of thee whatever you ask, even down to half of my kingdom. Now, she must have really danced. I'm telling you, when I was thinking about that this morning, I said, wow, she must have really, as the kids said, threw down, she must have really danced. And so she ran to her mother, and she says, Mother, what shall I ask for? Now, here comes the tongue. The mother formed her mouth. And let me give you a little background before I tell you what the mother said. I'm sure most of you know the story. John the Baptist told Herod that it wasn't right that he took his brother's wife as his own. He said, it's not right. Well, Herodias, she decided that she wanted to kill him. She was so angry with it. So the moment her daughter had gotten this gift of words from the king, ever you say, whatever you want, even to half of my kingdom, I will give unto thee. So she ran to her mother, and her mother said, ask him for the head of John the Baptist. She ran back to the king hurriedly and said, I want the head of John the Baptist. Do you see the power of that tongue? The mother could have said anything, but she used her tongue to create death for John the Baptist. That's how much power we as mothers have over our daughters. That's why we have to be very, very careful as to what we say to our daughters. So as is the mother, so is the daughter. And there went the head of John the Baptist. That's my take on it. I'll go to the board, see who wants to share their thought. All right. Yep.
Good morning, Dr.
Hello.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's harder said than not. It's so easy to get into the negative talk. I'm constantly. And, you and I, we were in the office on yesterday, and I was working really, really hard at not saying negative things. I don't have daughters. The audience who listen to us often, I have sons, but it's the same concept, a relationship, mother and daughter, mother and son. And it's really easy to allow life to come in where you are tempted to say negative things with regards to your children. I worked really, really hard yesterday and not putting that out there. And I'm constantly walking around saying scripture, and this works for me. It may not work for anybody else because it may not even mean anything to anybody else. But when I am tempted to say something negative with regards to my children or relationship-wise, I really try to stick to God's word and the scripture that works for me. Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are pure, whatever things are good report, these are the things that I will work on, I will think on. And I constantly tell people I'm not talking to myself when people hear me murmuring those words, because I really work really hard not to bring negative words out of my mouth. And I will say to myself, I will own the fact that I have spoiled my kids, and I put it on me, I take it off of them. So I don't say the negative things that come that I want to complain about them. And so it's a difficult thing when life is coming at you not to say those words, but you really do have to be conscious and be aware of what is being. And you know, it's the enemy. The enemy would love us to walk around and be, but like you said yesterday, you said something to me on yesterday. It's not until you say it out of your mouth that you give him permission to do what he do. You can think it, but don't let it come out your mouth. And so mm-hmm. I'm really working hard at not putting those things out there. I simply stop and say those scriptures, so I'm not saying things that I'm putting out there that Satan has to work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's so amazing because I was sitting in the office. And I heard you, and I looked up at you, and I thought, is she talking to me? And then we went on a while, and then you said, oh, you were doing it yesterday, so you were working really hard. I've never seen you in that
really
mode. You were working
really
hard yesterday. You were saying that thing.
I'm telling you, my son and I had a couple of words yesterday morning before he dropped me off there. And so I was really working hard not to say anything negative about him. And I constantly tell myself, I love my son. And when he tries to plant those negative seeds in my, the enemy try to plant those negative seeds in my mind about my son, because we do lock heads. I like to say we lock horns. And I really, really work hard at not saying negative things about my children. We have our moments, life comes at us, and you just really, as mothers, you really have to bless your children and not curse your children. Because Dr. Fletcher, every now and then I'll put off a couple of F-bombs, and I'm like, I really have to work hard at not putting those negative things out there about my children, because I do love my children, and I can only imagine all mothers love their children, because how can you not? You carried that child for 9 months, no matter how bad you think that child is, that's your child, and God has given them to you to love. And so you really, as you said, as moms, we got to stop the madness, and we got to stop putting yes. negative out on our children and bless our children and not curse our children.
Right, and see, that's what Satan wants to do. He sits back and laughs. He don't like this mother and daughter program, because he know we're building up families and mothers and daughters are being healed. I can't tell you the number of people that this program is affecting, because they all you need to hear, he says, that's why I had to confess a couple weeks ago on the radio that I'm a preacher. You know, before I was just going around and I was teaching and thinking, and I tell people I'm a minister, but God says, what did I say? They will hear from the preacher. Now, people can be cute with all kinds of little things, but he said, I called you to preach, and that's when they will hear from you. So they can hear from the preacher. So when you preach in the word, you know, I can't get on here and say anything, because God is going to say, because I've already aligned myself to let him use me. Now, when we, and the things that he's teaching me for the last 3 or 4 weeks, he's kind of shut me down and really fine-tuning me for whatever it is that's coming next, because I already said I'm going to the next level. Keep your eyes open. And he's preparing me, but I got to know that this tongue and these words and these thoughts and these visions have to align with his word. And so he said, don't say it. Satan is just camping and waiting. He is dead.
He is a defeated foe. He can do nothing until you say something. And he will talk you into craziness if you're not careful, because he'll bombard your thoughts with all kinds of things and make accusations about people to you and make you think they don't like you and this, that, and the other. And by the time you get through, you're going to stop talking, because he's going to overflood your mind and your heart, and your tongue will start moving. And when your tongue moves, he start dancing. Because if your tongue don't move, he don't have any air. He don't breathe. He's like a flat something on the ground. But the minute you start talking, you put air in him and blows him up. And there he is. And that's what he does for your children. He knows that your children lies in your heart. And he knows if he want to get to you, if he want to stop you from doing the work of God, he's going to come through your children. And I was telling the lady yesterday, I said it's like a treadmill almost. And I took that back and I said it's like being on a road. You on the road, you see at the end, God then showed you finish line, the finish line. So you know you're at the finish line. You see it. You know you're going to get there. But the closer you get to that finish line, and when I say finish line, there are many finish lines. There's a finish line to every situation. So whatever situation you're in, there's a finish line. But trying to run to that finish line and complete that particular assignment, he's going to throw a punch at you. He's going to throw his feet out to try to trip you. He's going to do everything he humanly possibly can to stop you from getting to that finish line, because you've made up your mind, you're going to get there, and nothing is going to stop you. Oh, yeah, now you're in for a fight. Now, I told you guys about a month or so ago how the enemy tried to get my car. Just Wednesday, I'm going to teach, and I'm praying and talking to God, and I said, God, okay, what do you want me to do? Asking them some questions. Do you know a car came out and that car came into the right-hand side of me like it was going to run into my door? And all of a sudden, I was turning that steering wheel right, left. It was like a S. The angels just, and I didn't hit the wall on the other side. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, Satan, you are a liar. You can't even touch me. See, I'm at that place now. I'm not scared of you, Satan. You can't touch me. You have no authority over me. The angels picked me up because God said, don't you let her dash her toe on a stone. So they've been given the orders, and they have to take care of me. And the car straightened up. People passed by me looking at me like, what in the world was that? But God's got you. You got to get to that point that you know in your heart that you're protected, and that you're doing what God has asked you to do, and Satan has no power over you. Satan has no power over you nor your children. And you got to tell him that and stop giving him authority with your breath and your tongue to work against you. All he does is take your thoughts and your words and turn them back on you. So you fighting your own self. And God just sitting back looking, when she finished with this rodeo with Satan, I'm ready. How do I know? That's my testimony. Have a great week. God bless you. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
God bless you. Use your tongue. Receive your blessing. Bye-bye.